Good morning, Indianapolis. We back in action with another banger of an episode. Playbook, episode one. We got some new faces, some new voices.
Starting off, whoa, what does it sound like that for?
I don't know. Starting off right here, a man, a myth, a legend. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bryson. I'm new here on the Playbook. I go to Danville, and I love sports, so I'm excited to get here on the Playbook, talk all sports, and have a great time here. I'm really just excited to be on the Playbook. I love sports. I watch it every time it's on, and
On to the next. The man to my right. Introduce yourself.
My name's Tyler. I go to Cascade. I really love sports. I'm a big Chicago guy. Not a fan of the Cubs, though. More of a Southsider. I'm really excited. I heard a lot of great things about the Playbook, and I'm excited that I get a chance to be on it.
That's what's up. Miles!
Hey, yes, sir. Whoa. What do I sound like that for?
Why does it sound like that?
Hold on.
All right. Well, Miles will come back later on once he gets his mic fixed. But, boys, the Olympics, how do you feel about that?
Not too bad. I know Team USA plays today at 3.
At 3.
Against Serbia, right?
No, they played last night. Serbia played Team USA last night. I remember that game.
Let me see what it is.
Tyler, you got anything for us right now?
I love it so far. I mean, USA is killing everyone. I mean, we're up by, 20 medals in total?
Something like that.
The track and field, I'm not a big track and field guy, but that's been really interesting so far.
Speaking on track and field, the 4x1 Jamaican team did not advance to finals.
Really?
Yeah, because they had so many issues with the handoff. It was bad.
I just looked up. It is USA Serbia today, by the way. Yeah, it is at 3 o'clock.
Wait, I could have sworn yesterday they played and they won by 26 points.
Well, they played in the group stage or whatever earlier.
Oh.
Earlier in the Olympics, a couple weeks ago or something like that. But
Miles, can you hear me now?
I take that as a no.
Miles?
What? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Miles, the man!
What
the myth!
What is up, Jason Brown? How are you doing on this fine morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I'm excited to be on the Playbook. I wasn't on it last year, but I'm on for at least right now because Brody isn't here.
Yes, we are missing Brody.
I'm excited to debate. Let's do it. So I'm a Wisconsin guy.
Yeah.
So Chicago, no thank you. Yeah, I'm with Bucks, Badgers, Brewers, Packers. Boom.
Miles, I don't think you heard the question I asked. How do you feel about the Olympics?
I like them. You know what? I've never really been a huge Olympics guy, but I've been seeing more highlights recently, and I've been tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been, we've just had swimming and gymnastics and all that good stuff on. Women's rugby, ping pong. My dad has an obsession with women's rugby. It's kind of bad, actually. Sucks for him that it's over.
Do you know what sport I low-key want to tap into? Handball. Handball low-key seems
fun. Handball is so fire for the Olympics. It's actually so electric. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It low-key looks so fun.
I would play that. I mean, the hardest position in that looks like the goalie. The goalie looks like they get beat up the whole time.
Yeah, because, I mean, they just sling these handballs at each other.
Dude, imagine the welts they get after.
Yes. Like, if it hits them, like, in the ribs or whatever, just the giant.
Yeah, I would play handball, definitely. It'd be interesting. This is weird, but I dig with water polo. I like water polo.
Water polo is kind of sick, too.
Is that like...
That's like the handball version of soccer in the water.
I forget who it was, but I did see a clip the other day. It was like a full court. Like, it was from one goal to a goal across the whole pool buzzer beater. That was pretty gnarly.
There's no way. And it went in?
It went in. Buzzer beater.
This man is bewildered that you just told him that.
There's no way. Because, like, there's no way.
I swear.
There's no way, bro.
There's no way. There's no way, because how's that even possible?
Just throw the ball and, like, skipped across the water right into the goal.
So, is there a goalie in water polo?
Yeah.
Wait, how? So it was like a couple seconds left, and then you threw it, and it skipped in.
I believe it was a buzzer beater, but it has been a minute since I watched the clip.
But it was this Olympics, or?
Yes, this Olympics.
Huh. I'll have to watch. Well, I still watch it off.
When is breakdancing?
What?
Because did you know that breakdancing is an Olympic sport now?
Bro, what?
What is an Olympic sport? You
know
what?
I don't know what you're talking about. Ashton, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm an Indianapolis guy myself. I don't really like the Bears or any Chicago team.
That's my guy right there.
Damn. Yeah, that's why Green Bay sucks.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay, look at your record, buddy.
It's
look
the
at your
first
record.
Episode.
Look at your record.
Just wait till the regular season. When both y'all teams are doing bad and my Seattle Seahawks are doing A-tier, 5-0, top of the conference.
Just wait till
Bro,
my...
are you serious?
Yes. Wait till my Colts win the AFC South and okay. then y'all can be...
Okay, so say that with happening. With the Texans in the division. Come on now.
Let's be honest, dude. We are not winning.
We are not. Most certainly winning.
Okay, so in case anyone is interested, breakdancing is... hold on. I found it and then I lost it. Is tomorrow at 3:15? Oh, wait, no. Tomorrow at 3:14. Yeah, 3:15. Tomorrow is breakdancing, and I'm super excited for it. I mean, not really, but, you know. I think it'll be fun. But anyway, no. Indy's not winning the NFC or the AFC South. Seahawks are not starting 5-0.
Okay, I don't know what you're on right now. But you must forgot. My Seahawks are the best team in the nation.
Oh my.
Why do you think so?
I don't know. We lost Jamal Adams. We also lost Condre Diggs, so
you still have the same hope?
No.
No, okay.
Not at all.
Well, actually, speaking of NFL guys, preseason starts tonight.
Oh, it is actually.
Yes. Yeah. We got the Pats versus Panthers and then Lions versus the Giants tonight.
Okay, so I'm not tuning into either of those games.
You took the words out of my mouth.
I'm not tuning into Lions versus Giants. Lions were a good team last year. They looked really good last year.
Dude, the Pats-Panthers, a preseason game, I think I would literally rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, because, I mean, those are the people that aren't even good enough to start on two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Bless you.
If I'm going to be honest, I would honestly tune into the Lions-Giants. I mean, both teams just got fined $200,000 for fighting. And practice back-to-back
right.
back days.
Did.
So I'm sure there's going to be some bad blood there tonight. And especially, I wouldn't be surprised if we got to see a little Drake May tonight.
Maybe
yeah,
we'll see.
Probably for a little bit. Not, like, for the whole game, though.
Who's the quarterback now? Bailey Zappi?
No, it's Drake May.
Well, obviously it's Drake May. He got drafted number 3.
I think their backup's Joe Milton.
Who?
Joe Milton out of Tennessee.
Who?
Who?
He's got an arm, dude.
Oh yeah, that's the dude. Who hit the help me out. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all look like I'm crazy. Y'all know what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, he hit the top of the ceiling with the throw.
Yes, during his pro day.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I did see that clip on Twitter.
Hold on,
I know what you're talking about.
As of right now, the Patriots' starting quarterback on their depth chart is Jacoby Brissett.
He's back on Patriots?
Apparently. And then it's Drake May. Then it's Joe Milton. Then it's Bailey Zappi.
Oh, wait. Do they have it on the roster as him
yes,
starting
I'm,
over May?
Yes. I'm looking at the ESPN New England Patriots depth chart right now.
What?
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett is the starting quarterback.
That's a stacked QB room, dude.
That is pretty. It's a lot of competition there.
Who would they cut? Zappi? Or would they cut Milton?
They would cut Zappi.
Zappi?
He's fourth on depth chart, so.
Yeah. Speaking of football, this was this cup yesterday, probably, for the Colts. Josh Down got injured in a 7v7 drill. And if you guys know 7v7, there's no tackling. You are not supposed to really get hurt in 7v7 drills. And Josh Down's probably second or third string receiver for the Indianapolis Colts had an high ankle sprain and might be out for up to the first 2 games of the season for the Colts. Apparently, the Colts coach, Shane Steichen, yelled at Nick Cross, the safety, who's the one that tackled Mr. Josh Downs from behind, and It says he could miss up to 4 to 6 weeks, so bad news from the Indianapolis Colts side. But
that's a tough loss, but it's also bittersweet at the same time because Colts fans, because that means Adonai Mitchell out of Texas can move up in the depth chart and he can get some reps early on in the season.
The good thing about this injury for a Colts fan like me is the timing of it. It didn't happen like 1 week before the season started, so Josh Downs could be back by, you know, the first game against the Texans, or he could be out for, you know, second or third game.
We do have some good backup wide receivers, though, so we still got a good amount of people to catch the ball and run with it.
I had a question for y'all. Which team got the best wide receiver trio?
Wide receiver trio?
Trio?
The Bears.
The Bears?
Don't get me wrong, dude.
It's not crazy.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze, dude, that's going places.
If Keenan Allen can, you know, not get injured in the first 2 seconds of the game.
If Keenan Allen gets hurt, then I will give him my whole body. So
he's going to. Like, that's a guarantee. He's going to get hurt at some point.
Miami has
for multiple weeks.
Miami, who's, you got Tyreek Hill, Waddle.
Waddle.
And who else?
That's what I was thinking.
What is his name?
I'm saying the Texans.
Hold on, I need to.
Texans.
With
Tank Dell.
Diggs, Tank Dell, and Nico Collins.
Okay. Okay, that is a good trio.
I'm not really sold on Stephon Diggs, though. Like, I don't.
What?
Like, he's good, but I'm not sold on him.
Are you trying to say he won't do good in this Texan system?
I don't think he will have a good year this year.
1,000 yards receiving last year, 8 touchdowns, 7th in the league in receptions.
I just don't like his attitude.
Bro, he has the best rookie quarterback from last year.
Yeah, the Dolphins trio receiving core is Waddle, Hill, and Odell.
Oh, I forgot about Odell.
He goes to Miami.
He's kind of washed, though.
He was doing pretty good at Baltimore, to be honest.
He had his plays.
I feel like that's an okay trio. He had his spouts, but
he had his moments, but like he wasn't eye popping.
He wasn't like number one on the depth chart.
No, not at all.
Bro, the team I've not said yet is the Seahawks, bro.
What's the what they got? Lockett,
Metcalf,
DK?
Lockett, and Smith and Jigba.
Oh, I forgot about Smith.
And DK.
That I forgot is, about Smith that, and Jigba.
That is not bad. That's a solid wide receiver trio.
Well, if we're saying our favorite teams, I'm going with the Green Bay Packers now.
Okay. So we're speaking nonsense.
If Christian Watson can stay healthy, you know, okay, I'm kidding, obviously. But I do feel like the Packers have one of the more all-around complete receiver rooms in the NFL.
I don't know about that, Miles. I don't know.
I think they just need a veteran in that wide receiver
because,
room it's
no,
really
because,
young.
Because the 7 receivers that I'm looking at right now, and Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Wicks, Melton, Heath, and Torre, all contributed in big ways throughout the season. I mean, not so much Torre or Heath, but I mean Melton, Wicks, Reed, Doubs, and Watson all proved themselves to be really valuable young wide receivers. And I feel like the more that Jordan Love steps into, you know, or the more that Jordan Love gets comfortable throughout the years, like this is going to be a scary passing game, or even more than it already is.
Miles, I have a question for you.
What up?
Would you take Devontae Adams back on the Packers?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Who would?
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Well, actually, if no.
We're
actually
thinking about that question.
I'm saying actually, if we like trade for him and the Raiders pay his salary, because we're kind of tight on money right now. After giving Jordan Love the biggest deal in NFL history.
What an overpay, dude!
What an absolute terrible deal.
Nah,
bro. The Seahawks need a
trust.
The Seahawks just need a younger quarterback.
You got Sam Howell, dude.
Oh, we need a young quarterback.
Sam Howell is that guy.
Sam Howell is that guy.
Sam Howell, like 25?
Howell also plays for the. He also played for the Commanders.
Andy was like a top 5 passing leader on the Commanders.
Just don't look at his interceptions, but like if he can get that number down, and he's gonna have an actual receiving group.
Oh, you guys
there
got PJ
Seattle.
Walker? Nah, you're good.
I would say Sam Howell could stride in this Seattle offense.
You know, forget what Miles just said about PJ Walker.
Yeah, I don't. Where did that come from?
Out of nowhere.
Not from the depth chart.
From the other
he's
room.
What, number 3?
I got the computer up right here. But yeah, he's number 3 on the depth chart.
It's Geno, Sam, then PJ.
I feel like they just don't need to start Geno.
What?
If Sam would approve himself, would you be okay with Sam starting over Geno?
Low key.
Or is your heart too big for Geno?
I don't know. I mean, he had a decent season last year.
I don't know. Geno took us to the playoffs. When I doubted him, he stepped up in the pocket and threw a laser. I don't know, though. Geno, he's getting old, man.
I mean, he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, he's like, what, 34 now?
33. Dang near
34. How old is Sam Howell? Like 20, 25?
Something like that.
He's 23.
Oh, 23. That's crazy.
Young but quarterback.
He turns 24 on September 16th.
Mm. Okay. So. I would love her.
Yeah, he had almost 4,000 yards passing. He had 21 touchdowns, but he also had 21 interceptions.
Hey, that's the killer right there.
Yeah. I feel like
50%. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I feel like if he didn't throw so many picks, he'd be like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh, I mean, he was sacked 65 times too. So
but he was on the Commanders. So
he probably had to force a lot of throws.
What was his receiver group? It was McLaurin.
McLaurin and McLaurin.
Hey, words in my mouth again.
Just McLaurin.
Is there also Jahan Dotson on that team?
Jahan Dotson now.
Yep. McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. Luke McCaffrey.
The dude from Rice?
Yeah. Well, he just got drafted.
Oh.
Jameson Crowder?
I haven't heard that name in a while, dude.
He didn't do anything.
Jameson Crowder. It's ringing a bell. I don't remember his
name. He played on the Jets.
Number 80?
Yes.
Yeah.
He also, or the Byron Pringle, too, I guess. He played on the legend. Chiefs.
I don't know. I can remember his number. I can't remember his face, though. But I don't know. Does anyone watch college football?
I dabble in it.
Here and there. Not that much, but I'm going to try to get into it this season. I'm excited for it. I want to get into it.
Okay, who you got winning?
Winning the championship or Big Ten?
Winning the Natty.
The Natty.
Winning the Natty. Hear me out.
If you don't say the right thing, turn your mic off.
Oh, God.
Hear me. Well, if I say anything but Ohio State, you're going to turn my mic off then. Right. That's not true. So, it's not happening.
Michigan.
Ohio State, then.
Michigan.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think Michigan.
You know what? Hear me out. I'm going Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Oh.
Ole Miss. Hear me out.
With Jackson Dart?
Yes.
Okay.
Possible.
You know, I used the Ole Miss in Dynasty in college football 25. They weren't bad. I mean, they're solid. I like their defensive tackle. What's his name? Nolan? I can't remember his first name.
Ole Miss.
But Nolan, he's nice. Dart's nice. The running back's nice. Number 24.
Their uniforms are nice. Baby blue.
I can see that. So you said Ole Miss?
Yes, sir. Ole Miss.
Tyler?
I would say Bama or Georgia.
Bama or Georgia. Bryson?
I'm probably going to have to say Georgia on this one.
Georgia. Ashton?
I said Michigan.
Okay, so we're just yapping.
They have David Orgy at quarterback. I love him, but I just don't think, because who do they have on that offense now? They only have Donovan Edwards.
For who? For what team?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Did they lose a lot of their players then?
Brody. What? Brody.
What is happening
the
here?
The man, the myth,
Brody,
the legend, Brody West is in attendance. B. West, hello.
Good morning. How we doing, y'all?
Smooth. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Why are you so late?
A little late, but I'm here. And
a little late. You got here at 9.
Miles said you got here at 9.
Yeah.
You look a little sleepy, dude.
Rough morning, for sure. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing all right. Doing
all right. Yeah. What were we just talking about?
We were talking about who we thought was going to win the Natty.
The Natty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Miles said...
Ole Miss.
Bryson said
Georgia.
Tyler said...
Bama.
And he said Michigan, so...
Michigan?
Yeah.
Michigan's not going to win it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you, but Michigan's not going to win it because they lost a lot of seniors. They still have Edwards, which is, he's a really good running back, but They're going to get a lot of stuff. A lot of people are going to get suspended, a lot of coaching staff.
Yeah.
It's probably going to, you know, get let go. I just don't see them going back-to-back with how many defensive players they lost over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot. So Michigan, I don't think, is going to repeat. Ohio State, I don't think they have a quarterback just yet.
Hold a minute. What?
I don't think they have a quarterback. I think they have a really good young quarterback ready to step in, but give him a year or two and...
Who?
Ohio State.
Who's the quarterback? Who? Name drop.
Will Howard.
He's a senior. He's straight. Who else? Give him another name. Devin Brown. He's straight. He's, I think he's a redshirt junior, sophomore junior, so he's straight. Mm. Julian Sain, freshman, straight. Aaron Nolan, straight. So, who are we talking about?
I'm just saying, you guys have not had very much luck with quarterbacks since Justin Fields and C.J. Stroud. Kyle McCord was bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kyle McCord is the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
All right, you know, Miles, you're done talking about Kyle McCord. Bro, the greatest really? Quarterback.
He is, though.
I mean, I don't know what you're saying. I mean,
I don't see them winning the Natty just because there's still SEC schools out there that I think have a better program. Still,
who?
I think Georgia.
Not worried about them. Alabama.
Bro, you're not worried about anyone ever.
I think Jalen Milroe will take a step. He's going to be a Heisman contender.
Jalen Milroe?
He's going to be a Heisman contender this year.
Buddy, now I'm going to put you on a college football game. Now, listen up. You got the best two running backs in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Who?
Who?
Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay.
Said who, like you don't know their name. Spin move. If you know, you know. Got the best receivers.
Sure. It's wide receiver you. Like,
we also got the freshman of the year.
Okay.
Defense is great.
That's questionable. I don't see anybody over there that can, you know, be great.
What? Wait. No. Say what you said again.
I think that they're not going to be as good as you think they are.
Okay, you ready? Caleb Downs. Okay. Freshman of the year last year. Okay. Am I wrong?
You're not, but you also lost to Michigan last year.
You also lost to Ohio State last year.
I'm not saying we didn't.
So, Caleb Downs.
Well, you guys lost to Michigan last year.
Miles. Let's not get in this conversation.
What is he saying?
Let's please
not
get.
You also lost to Michigan last year.
Miles, let's not get in this conversation right now. Let's not.
You also have to go and play a really good team in Oregon as well.
Bro, we're not worried about Oregon. I'm telling y'all. Like, these schools y'all think, I'm telling you, we are the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I got a question. Are you worried about Michigan,
when you come on here and rant about how this quarterback was so bad or this running back was so bad in the loss?
Miles, say what you said again.
Are you scared of Michigan?
No, I'm not scared of Michigan. Why would I ever be scared of the team up north?
I don't know. Maybe because it's been 1,713 days since they've beaten you.
And what's the record?
What?
What's the overall record between us?
I don't know.
Okay, my point. I'm not worried about that.
I'll look it up.
Look it up. I'm telling you.
All right, here we go. Ohio State versus Michigan record.
And Brody, I'm telling you. In January, we were like, we won the Natty. Y'all didn't believe in us. Y'all said Georgia, Bama, Michigan, and Ole Miss. It was Ole Miss.
Ole Miss? Who said Ole Miss?
Who do you think said Ole Miss? No.
Michigan.
Miles. Oh, Miles said Ole Miss?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Go Rebels.
Michigan lead Ohio State in series wins, 61 wins, 51 losses, and 6 draws.
Sorry, I hear Michigan leads Ohio State?
Yeah. 61 wins over Ohio State.
Oh,
51 cooked, losses. Buddy. 51 losses to Ohio State and 6 ties.
Jason's cooked.
So you're still not worried, though?
Not worried.
Who are you worried about, anyone, or... No.
Real talk.
He has this blind confidence about him.
So. Real talk. The only team I could be. Wait. Is Ohio State playing at Oregon?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't even know if they play Oregon this year.
They play at Oregon.
That's a scary game. Yeah. That's a lot of time difference there. It's, 2-3 hours in time difference?
That's yeah, it's at Oregon.
It's nasty.
That's the only and team.
At Penn State, too.
Wait, what time at Penn State?
Penn State? At night? Or time is to be determined.
No, we play a night game at Penn State?
It's to be determined. Imagine I don't, you play we, they don't know yet.
I think he's worried now.
Oh, no, bro. Please don't say... Oh, I don't want to play a night game at Penn State. That's where we're going to lose. I can see that happening.
I can see that happening, too.
All they're going to do is play Mo Bamba for 60 minutes. We're going to be here... Can't hear nothing. That's Penn State and Oregon. That's the real team I'm worried about.
You just better hope it's not a whiteout, too.
And yeah, that's about it. And then if you get to college football playoffs, I'd worry about Georgia.
Who?
You. When you get to the college football playoffs, I'd worry about Georgia.
Bro, Georgia. Who does Georgia have?
I mean...
If you say Carson Beck, you're crazy.
Carson Beck?
He's not that good. He just goes to Georgia.
Well, so how's that making Georgia good? Is probably decent.
I mean, do you think Jalen Monroe's good?
I mean, he is there for a reason.
I mean, he's there. I think Georgia has him there for a reason.
Hold on. Because now I'm really going to push all the game now. What happened to Jake Fromm?
He was a bust.
Because why? He wasn't that good. He just went to a powerhouse school.
So you think all the quarterbacks at Ohio State?
No, I was just about to say, so Justin Fields is a bad quarterback?
Justin Fields is doing good things in the NFL. CJ Stroud is doing good things in the NFL. What? I'm lying? I'm lying, Miles?
About Justin Fields, for sure.
CJ Stroud is doing good things in the NFL. Justin Fields is booty. A really, really standout season from Justin Fields.
Tyler, help me out here. Please.
Justin Fields is fighting for his life right now in Pittsburgh compared to Chicago.
I mean, exactly. If you're getting beaten out by Russell Wilson for a starting spot,
he goes to a better team and suddenly he's getting beaten out.
Russell Wilson back in the day would be a feat, but right now, no, it's not.
Bro. Okay, you know what? Like, I'm still taking my take, but I said last year they should have took Marvin Harrison Jr. and kept Justin Fields.
I know you still stand by that take, but that's also the Ohio State fan in you.
Hold on, Tyler. How do you feel about that take?
If you were to ask me back in, what was it, January, if I would want Fields or Williams, I would have said Fields. But now I'm on the Williams wagon to where... Don't press that button. But we have Adunze, and we also have Keenan Allen, and I think that Williams just stepped into a really good offense, and it also reset our QB timeline to where we don't have to pay Fields next year a lot of money.
I'm just looking at the fact that Justin Fields is 0-6 against the Packers in his career.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's a crazy
story. And, oh, let's see. How many of the Packers won in a row? 10? 11?
Extension, I think, this year and next year. I remember.
I think it's 11.
I think this year's his fifth-year option. And I think Pittsburgh already said that they're not planning on re-signing it or doing it.
They're going to probably extend it.
I'm disappointed at all, y'all. The fact I'm going to sit here and say it.
I mean, Justin Fields had 1,000-yard rushing. You can all say and agree that. It's pretty impressive. But his throwing has not been...
Who's going to throw to? DJ Moore? If he gets double CB, you can't throw to yourself all game.
He can throw to George Pickens now.
Or Brandon Ayuk, if the Steelers make that trade.
Oh, we should talk about that.
I don't think they will make that trade.
Wide receiver room to a not very good wide receiver room. Let's be real. George Pickens is a... If they trade for Brandon Ayuk, it's a completely different story, right? Because now you have George Pickens and Brandon Ayuk. But right now, all you have is just George Pickens. So it's just not a good receiver room. He went from a bad receiver room to a not very good receiver room.
I mean, he can throw to Pat Freiermuth, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that's true. Him.
And Najee Harris.
Should we...
And Jalen Warren.
Should we talk about the Brandon Ayuk situation, where he's going to get traded? Or
y'all got the information about that, so... That's
if he gets traded... I know he just had talks with Patriots, actually.
They pulled out, though. They didn't want him.
Patriots didn't want him, and there's something about Brandon Ayuk did not want to go to New England.
And the Browns don't want him either. But I think... Everybody's like, it's going to be the Steelers, so if he gets traded, is kind of the consensus.
He's also wanting a $30 million a year, and with all these new contract extensions for the receivers, I think that Ayuk can really make a push to be the highest paid receiver.
Nah.
Where do we think he would be the best fit?
Best fit, I would say Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh?
I feel like he'd work well in that system with... Mm-hmm.
No, Seattle.
Seattle's not even this conversation.
Bro, Seattle doesn't even exist.
You're a Seattle fan. Please stop.
All right, you know what?
You just want Geno to throw to someone.
Bro, I just want a
Super Bowl. You guys have good receivers. You guys have elite talent.
We do.
On the Seahawks.
My bad. Y'all can continue, though.
like DK Metcalf. Lockett's pretty old, but he's still good. And Jackson's pretty good. JSN's pretty good.
Yeah. So
I would say that Seattle's in a good spot. They just need to figure out the quarterback situation.
He's what
they're
going to do. Young people there, bro.
Yeah, and then the defense situation, because their defense is lackluster.
Who should they draft for quarterback if they were to draft someone?
Now?
Yeah.
This draft.
Upcoming. 2025 draft.
Jaden Milroe.
Who's the senior quarterback?
Jalen Milroe, Carson Beck, the guy from Iowa.
Shadir Sanders.
Oh.
And Colorado. The guy from Missouri.
Tyler Van Dyke from Wisconsin.
I don't know. I know you're talking about, too.
I feel like Sanders would go well in your system.
Shador in a Seattle jersey?
They're saying the Raiders are going to take him.
The Raiders?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's just going to kill his career instantly.
Hey, all right, we have a decent O-line.
Nah.
The Raiders.
Okay, hold on.
We looked at your team earlier, bro.
I don't know.
Speaking on the range of college quarterbacks, I want to get everyone's opinion on the Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins battle in Atlanta.
It's not a battle.
It's got to be Kirk.
Yeah, it's a thing of they're trying to recreate what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of they're wanting him to develop before he gets on the
board. Or that the Packers have done for the last 30 years.
Yeah, it's the Packers treatment, basically.
The Packers system.
Yeah. Which works, in case people haven't noticed, it works pretty well.
I don't know. Kurt.
Yeah, but he's not learning from you, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. He's learning from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, who's consistently been a top 10 quarterback in the NFL for a decade.
But he's a Hall of Famer?
Yes. No.
You think Kirk Cousins is a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Absolutely.
He's never really won anything.
Okay.
You have to win things to get into the Hall of
Fame. That's not true.
I mean, you have to win playoff games to get in the
Hall of Fame. What about every Lions Hall of Famer that's ever lived?
Every Lions Hall of Famer has ever lived?
They've never won anything.
Well, Barry Sanders had a couple playoff wins.
He had one. He had one playoff win.
That's still a playoff win.
Okay, Kirk Cousins has had multiple playoff wins.
From a quarterback standpoint, yeah.
From a quarterback standpoint, it's very different. There's not much a running back can do when it comes down to a two-minute drill, is there?
Yeah, you could break away for a huge run.
You could break away for a huge run. And how many times does that happen in the NFL?
Not a lot, but that doesn't really... But if you're really good...
Most of the time, it's not even his fault. Most of the time, it's not even the running back's fault. It's the O-line or receivers not blocking.
I don't know. I think Kirk Cousins should at least be in the conversation.
As a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's wild.
No, it's not.
It's pretty wild.
I don't think it's that crazy. He's got 40,000 passing yards in his career. 67% completion percentage, 270 touchdowns compared to 110 interceptions, 98 rating. Like he's been one of the most consistently good, if not great, quarterbacks in the NFL for a long time.
How many playoff wins does he have?
Like two or three.
Hold on.
Not many. I think
Daniel Jones might have. He's got one.
Daniel Jones has, I think, as many playoff wins as Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he lost in the wild card in 2013, lost in the wild card in 2016, lost in the wild card in 2020. Oh, no, he won in the wild card in 2020, lost the divisional in 2020, and then lost the wild card in 2023.
And that was to Daniel Jones' New York Giants.
Yes. Yeah,
you got beat by Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not Hall of Fame worthy. If you get beat
so
by
if
Danny
you're
Dimes.
Saying, so if you're saying that one Hall of one playoff win. And like,
and the Cowboys got beat by the Packers.
We all know. We saw it.
So does that mean that Dak Prescott isn't a good quarterback?
I wouldn't say he's a top five, a top 10 quarterback.
He's top 10. I wouldn't say he's top five.
I don't know. I don't think he's a Hall. I don't think if Dak never wins a ring, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think.
Oh, absolutely not.
I don't think Dak's a top five quarterback either.
Well, I think the big question is, if you were Jerry Jones, would you extend CeeDee Lamb or would you extend Dak Prescott?
CeeDee Lamb.
You guys have Trey Lance in your back pocket. Let's not forget that they did trade for Trey Lance.
Well, Trey Lance isn't that great.
Trey Lance is not that great.
He has a lot of potential, though.
He has a lot of potential.
He did work in a stacked 49ers roster, though, so...
if he can work in a stacked 49ers roster, really, he can work on a stacked
Dallas even then roster. He wasn't really that great.
We had such a small sample size with him. It's not even like I can't even say like we know what he's actually his play style is.
How many games did he play? One and a half until he got
two
hurt?
Or three maybe. Like he did not play enough. To
he
where
played
I can
six
be like,
games.
Where I can be.
He
like,
got 100
oh,
yards a game, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
That's a good stat line.
And one of those games was at Chicago when it was literally a tsunami on the football field.
Okay, so he's the same rating as Kirk Cousins, pretty much.
Really?
And you're calling him a really good quarterback. So
yes.
Trey Lance is also a very good quarterback.
Yeah. So, from that small sample size, I would agree. I didn't remember his stat line very well, apparently.
What season is this from?
2021.
2021.
Then 2022, he played 2 games and never threw a touchdown. And had a rating.
23, he never played.
And had a rating of 55. The last year, he played 1 game and didn't throw a pass.
Okay, who would we say are the top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now?
Right now?
Top 10 quarterbacks in the league? Jason, you up for this one?
Mahomes,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, you go. You can go first.
Wait, in order?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
in order. 10 to 1.
Oh, man, I don't know order like that.
just do your top 10. You don't have to take name it in order. All
right, bet. Mahomes, can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
Lamar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allen.
Yes.
CJ.
Yes.
Okay. What's S3?
That's
4.
Yeah,
4.
I still think Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback.
No.
I have to see what he does this season.
Yeah.
You can't say he was a top 10 quarterback in the league last year when he literally played one play.
Yeah, true. Who else?
Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Burrow.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's on there.
Tua?
No.
Tua?
No.
I would argue Jordan Love's case over Tua. Mm.
I wouldn't argue Jordan Love.
Jared
I would
Goff.
Say Jordan Love.
Jared Goff, I could see, yeah.
I would
Goff,
say yes to Jared Goff.
Jared Goff?
I'd say yes.
Bears defense owns Jared Goff. All
right, shut up. Jared Goff.
Jared Goff
six.
Is the top 10 quarterback.
No.
Brock Purdy
no.
I was going to say Brock Purdy.
His stats say yes. I will agree with you.
He
he's a top 10 quarterback.
San Francisco,
yeah. I would say later on in his career, if he moves somewhere else and he starts playing really well, I would say he's a very good quarterback then.
I mean, he's solid.
As long as Kyle Shanahan is at the 49ers facility in that building, I don't know. It's his system is just too good.
Who else?
Yeah, seven.
Seven. Three more. Who else we got? Who else?
Three each team. You have Herbert still.
Herbert.
Herbert's not the
quarterback. I don't know. Like, maybe, like, give him, like, two more, like, 2 years.
We've been saying 2 years for
two
okay,
years.
Since
give
he
him
got
a
the
roster,
league, man.
First of all. Give him.
He had potential.
He still does.
Give him a roster, though.
The Chargers don't got nobody.
I mean, he sort of has a roster now, so.
Not what? He has Quentin Johnson to throw the ball to, and he drops it every time.
Yeah, that is true.
Have Quentin we all forgotten about Jalen Hurts?
Who?
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
That's 8.
Would we throw Dak Prescott in there?
No.
I would not.
I would throw him at
right
10.
Now?
I would throw him at 10.
Easy 10, yeah.
Dak, I mean, that's 50-50.
You want to throw him in here?
It look, it depends on what day it is. If it's like a Monday night game, probably. If it's a Sunday game.
You think T-Law is a top 10 quarterback?
He's cool.
I was going to say that, yeah.
I don't think it's
I think T-Law is a top 10 quarterback.
I think I got him in the Ousters like 11, 12.
I got him at like 9 or 10.
9 or 10? Who else is a quarterback? Geno's too old. I can't say Geno.
Not Geno.
Who else is a quarterback?
Jordan Love. Are we putting him in top 10?
Kirk Cousins.
Love's cool.
Kirk Cousins is not a top 10 quarterback.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is.
What about Stafford?
Stafford, I feel like
Stafford.
He just needs to stay healthy.
What does Stafford do besides 2021? I heard
he got to the playoffs this year off a rip. Like people thought they were gonna be like
terrible.
Let's be real. Everybody thought the Rams were gonna be terrible this last year, and they made the playoffs. That's the in part into Kieran Williams, Puka Nacua, and Matthew Stafford.
I don't know.
What about on his day, Deshaun Watson?
Not really. Not in the last 2 years.
No.
I would say, I'd say he's 15.
Maybe. I ain't see a lot of Browns highlights.
The only Browns highlights I've seen is Amari Cooper.
Are we putting the comeback player of the year, Joe Flacco, in the conversation?
I don't know.
We're not putting Joe old Flacco in top 10 quarterbacks.
The backup Colts quarterback, the GOAT.
Who?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is still in the league.
See, I was going to say Kyler.
I would say he gets top 10 this year because of his receiver corps gotten a little better.
If the Cardinals make the playoffs. Kyler Murray.
He improved a lot. Towards the end of the season.
Low key?
I think I'm going to put Kyler Murray.
You know what? I'm saying Kyler since they got number 18.
So they got that man. They got that dog.
They got the goat. Marvy Harrison.
How do you say it like that?
Yeah, that was
Don't say it like that.
Marvy ever again. Never.
You can't even buy his jersey, dude.
That's true. You can't.
Oh, yeah, because the NFLPA thing. That's right.
Hey, I'll get a call.
Because he's a diva.
You just going to custom jersey that thing?
You can go to Home Depot.
You can't even customize it. Like Fanatics, if you try and do 18 or I think it's 82 and you put Williams on it, you can't do that.
Why?
Because you can't do anything with his name on it.
Because Marvin Harrison's a diva.
Hey. Still gonna look good in that Scarlet. So, not tripping. All right, y'all can say all top 10 in order.
In order? I can go last just because we got a lot of time.
So, Patrick Mahomes, number one. I feel like we can all agree on that. Which, like, yeah. So, Patrick Mahomes, number one. I go Lamar, number two. I'd go Hurts, number three.
Hurts, number three.
Actually, no. Allen, number three. Hurts, number four. Love, number five. Stroud, number six.
So you think CJ Stroud is better than Joe Burrow?
Oh, I forgot about Joe Burrow. That's why I don't like orders. You know what? I'm not doing my order.
Here's a hot take. CJ Stroud is a better quarterback than Jordan Love.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
It is.
Yes. No.
I think he showed more.
Love had more passing yards.
Showed more.
He's more better. Touchdowns.
All right, that's my last take.
Better passer rating. And sure, he had more interceptions, but a lot of those came in the early part of the season when he was still setting into his role as starting quarterback.
I would like to see a full season of what we got for the last six or seven games from Jordan Love. We got that full season from C.J. Stroud. I would say that C.J. Stroud right now is better than Jordan Love.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he did get rid of Mike Holt in a go-home game.
To be fair, that was Tyler Goodson's fault. Yeah. That wasn't so much him. That was more Tyler Goodson.
We don't need to talk about that game.
But what was it? Was it first play that the Texans had? It was a, what was it?
Hey, Tyler?
75-yard touchdown?
Tyler? Mm-hmm. Sip it.
Was that to Nico Collins, right?
It was.
It was to Nico Collins. They were at their own 30, I believe.
But look, it happens, though. I mean.
Bro, they even set it up perfectly because they missed the extra point. So if we would have even gotten the touchdown and the extra point, we would have won.
You know what? I don't know why you're complaining. We're on the 1 yard line and we throw the ball and we should have ran the ball. I don't know why you're complaining.
Oh, he didn't throw it. He tossed it.
The best running back in the league. He didn't run the ball in the 1 yard line.
Like, doesn't even touch the ball.
Oh, that was Steichen's fault. I'm not even talking about Colts game. I'm just saying C.J. Stroud is 100% a better quarterback than Jordan Love.
No, absolutely not.
He did. He played well better than Jordan Love.
He had three bad weeks. Bro had three bad weeks, and y'all are writing him off.
I'm not writing him off. Being better. I think that C.J. Stroud is better. I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
I still think
I never said C.J. Stroud isn't a top 10 quarterback. No, I absolutely think he is.
I think C.J. Stroud is a better quarterback. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback. I just think Jordan Love is under him.
No. Look at how he performed against the two best teams in the NFL in back-to-back weeks, and he's only going to get better.
Who were the best teams he faced?
Dallas, San Francisco.
They lost to San Francisco.
Well, still, he played amazing in that, or he played really well in that game.
Didn't he like throw the game sealing interception in that game?
It was a Hail Mary, essentially. So I don't even really count that. We carved Detroit. We carved Kansas City. I mean, we got the Bears twice. We still even when he threw for a bad game. or even when he had a bad game, we were still close to beating Detroit in September. Like, he performed amazingly against these really good teams and was consistent except for a few little hiccups, which is going to happen in the first couple weeks of the season. Like, sure, he started off, you know, he started off the first two games some interceptions, then he got into, like, a pick stride. But then he threw one interception in the last 8 weeks of the season. None of the divisional. And sure, he threw two, but one in the divisional, but one of them was a Hail Mary. And, yeah, one of them was a Hail Mary. So, really, there's only one right there.
Can we please talk about the second half season of the Philadelphia Eagles and how they absolutely crumbled?
I knew they was going to crumble ever since they played the Vikings.
They started 8-0 or something like that. And then they lost almost every game and finished, what, like 12-5 or something like that? 11-6?
I think so.
And they lost to Baker Mayfield round one.
Exactly.
Baker Mayfield masterclass. I love you, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's the GOAT.
Baker, come to Las Vegas.
You were supposed to join the Colts, actually, a couple years ago, so.
Come to Vegas, please.
Well, I don't think he's going to come to Vegas. They have him locked down for a while.
I need him to come to Vegas.
Yeah, what
to
deal
throw to just... Oh, I guess.
Yeah, they did give him a pretty big deal in Tampa.
It was like 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yeah, they finished 11-6, the Eagles did, last year.
Yeesh.
After starting like 8-0 or 7-0 or something.
Baker Mayfield's locked down for 3 more years. 3 years, $100
million. $100 million, that's crazy.
You are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Indeed you are, yes. But, yeah, so Baker Mayfield is locked down for 3 more years. And he's getting an average of $33,333,333 a year.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever seen a contract where it's just 100 on the dot.
Me neither.
That's actually kind of crazy.
Speaking of, not speaking of, but has anyone watched the new Hard Knocks series of the Bears?
Why would I?
No.
Everyone besides Miles, have you watched the new Hard Knocks series?
I have not. I'm not a big show guy. I don't watch shows.
Hard Knocks?
I did watch the quarterback show when it came out.
Yeah, I watched it. Your mic's still not on, dude.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, there is a clip that I would recommend you watching, and it was a undrafted Canadian offensive lineman at the Bears got. His name is Theo Benedict. And you know how the rookies...
That's a very Canadian name.
You know how the rookies, they go up in front of everyone during team meetings and like they have to do a talent show or whatever?
Yeah.
He started out saying, I want to thank you guys for welcoming me into your country. And he already had his shirt off. And he started singing God Bless America. And then halfway through, he ripped off his pants and he was wearing an Eagle Speedo.
That's fun.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
I would highly recommend tuning in.
Wait, what is an Eagle
Speedo? Wait, is he still on the roster?
It's like an eagle, and it's just around. It's waist.
So he has like a custom Speedo?
Guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay. Have you guys watched the receiver show? Any of y'all?
I haven't.
Back to Hard Knocks.
The best clip is...
Back to Hard Knocks.
When Devonta Adams said, I gotta get out of here before I lose my life.
All right, man. I get that. Nah, it's not him that needs to get out of there. It's Jimmy G that needs to get out of there.
Well, he's
Jimmy
already G out of there.
Sure. Yeah, he's been out of there.
He's on the Chargers.
I know, I know. Chargers, yeah. So happy.
He's on the Chargers now?
I think so. Hold on.
Is he actually?
That'd be a crazy move.
I think he's on the Chargers.
I think Jimmy G could be a good quarterback
not.
If he just had the right.
Hold on, did he even get signed?
No, he's somewhere. I think he might be.
Jimmy G's on the Chargers?
Yeah. No,
no,
no.
Since when?
No. He's not.
He's not.
I swear he's on the Chargers.
He's on the Rams.
The Rams, okay.
Oh,
it's one of the LA.
Same team. Basically.
Okay, same stadium, same team.
But,
that's where every old quarterback goes. Well, like Baker Mayfield went there.
Did the Rams
they have Matt Stafford.
Back to like, yeah, they changed it a while ago. But like back to Hard Knocks for a second. The one thing that I've like heard about it is how, you know, Caleb Williams is, you know, trying to be like a leader or whatever, but yeah. It just comes off as this rookie like bossing or trying to boss around these veterans, and they're like, dude, like you have no seniority here. Like, sure, you're the quarterback and you were the number one overall pick, but like we still have more playing time than you. Like, he, like, was telling Keenan Allen to, like, pick up his garbage or something.
Yeah, he told the team after practice one day, he, like, said, he came to the middle of the huddle and said, hey, we need to start picking up our trash because we don't need to let our janitors do all that. And, I mean, I agree with that because he's trying to build something that Ryan Poles, our GM, wants. He wants to build a family that can actually do stuff around.
Who said that?
Yeah, like
Caleb Williams.
Like, I understand why he's saying it. Like, you know, he's trying to, like, you know, lead the team and set an example. Yeah. But, like, it just comes off as like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, like, oh, I'm better than you, and I want to, or and I need you to do like whatever I say.
Imagine you were a 10-year vet, and you're just getting told by a rookie.
Yeah, like, just imagine you're Keenan Allen. And he's like, why'd you eat my last cup of yogurt or something? And you're like he's like bossing him around, like, pick up your garbage and all this other stuff. Like, that would just come off to me as like really, you know.
Yeah, but I do really like this Hard Knocks episode because it was really just about Caleb Williams and all of the media attention that he has. And Eberflus,
Nick Saban on the show?
Yeah, Saban came in. Saban was actually Matt Eberflus, who was the defensive coordinator for the Colts once upon a time. Eberflus was one of Saban's players when Saban coached for Toledo, believe it or not. And so Eberflus brought him in to give him some coaching advice. And Eberflus followed it because one of the pieces of advice he gave him was sit behind your quarterback and see and make them develop into the player that you want them to be. And I think Hard Knocks really showcased that.
Yeah, I just love whenever, because I'm a huge, I'm a big wrestling guy, and I love how every time they're in Chicago, someone will hold up a sign that says "Fire Matt," or someone holds up a sign that says "Fire Matt Eberflus" on it.
Yeah, I wanted him gone after last season.
Yeah, he's not a good head coach.
But we kept him. But I do like him now. He's really got to prove himself this season, though. If he doesn't, then I want him gone.
Could someone explain what Hard Knocks is?
So it's a show where they follow the players, like, in, like, throughout. They do one in the off season, so they show, like, all the conversation, or they pick a team, and they follow all of the, like, conversations and stuff throughout the off season, and then they go through all the storylines of training, and then there's one for preseason, so they do one for training camp. Then they do an in-season one, where they just follow them throughout the season.
Okay.
The off-season one was with the Giants, and I was not a big fan of that one.
Do we know who's doing the in-season one this year?
We do not know that yet, but we should know in a few weeks.
I just saw this. Jarrett Stidham is going to be starting for the Broncos this year.
Really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Bonix is third
on the depth chart, and that's Zach Wilson is second.
Why?
Because Zach Wilson sucks, and they want to develop Bonix.
What pick did they take him?
Was it ninth or something?
That's still. He was not a round one quarterback.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
I'm pretty sure he was.
I would say he was more of a round two, round three kind of quarterback, but not a round one.
Well, you mean like his talent or like talent wise? Oh yeah, I agree with that. I thought you were talking about like when he was drafted, because he was drafted 12th overall.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks who were like, they just started pick grabbing quarterbacks off the board. Like McCarthy was one. I didn't see McCarthy going that early.
McCarthy, like, when he actually has to throw the ball, he's not a good quarterback. I'm sorry. Like, I know he won a national championship or whatever, but that was due to Donovan Edwards and Blake Corum. That wasn't due to him.
What do you guys think of Dwight Freeney in the Hall of Fame? Getting inducted this year.
Yes.
You like it?
That's all I need to say. Yes.
I think it's a good pick, yeah.
I mean, he created the spin move, so, I mean, if you create a very popular move that guys like, we got T.J. Watt and Micah Parsons that are using, you definitely made an impact and deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Isn't Pat McAfee getting inducted in the Hall of Fame?
Is he actually?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
not right now, but he probably is at some point.
I think this year it has Manning.
I mean, he's probably the greatest punter of all time.
Eli Manning.
Eli.
or some other people on it.
Personally, I don't like Eli.
But the Bears had three people who were inducted into the Hall of Fame this year from them.
Yeah.
We had McMichael, I think it was, Devin Hester, the greatest kick returner of all time, and Julius Peppers, who played for a number of teams, but the Bears was
including one of them. The Packers.
He was one of the 173 nominees McAfee was to be in the Hall of Fame this year.
So he's a nominee?
Yeah. Whether he makes it or not, I don't think so, because they haven't said anything.
I think he should go.
I think he should go.
He's the greatest punter of all time, let's be honest.
He's my favorite, honestly.
I get we're a little bit biased since we're Colts fans, but he's probably the greatest punter ever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I haven't seen a punter who brings skill and a little pizzazz to the game of football.
Not just that, but he could also hit people like he was on defense. He could hit people.
Yeah, speaking of, oh yeah, there's a clip of Pat nailing some guy. I think it was against the Steelers. There's a clip on YouTube of him just nailing some guys running across the sideline. Pat just nails them.
Oh, back when you said you never seen a punter take a little bit of swag?
Yup.
Marquette King.
Did I ask you to say his name, or was I going to say his name?
I don't think they can hear me.
Wait. Can they not hear me?
No, I said I don't think they can hear me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marquette King. Yeah.
The Raiders punter.
This mic sharing is very difficult.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
We need more mics.
No.
But I want to say I ever saw Marquette King. We'll do a little tee for golf club. An invisible golf club. After he punted.
Apparently, Adam Vinatieri is also up for Hall of Fame next year. Not this year, but next.
Vinatieri is
Mark
good.
King. He used to punch it and hit the ball. Vinatieri
is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Know what I mean? Thank you, Brody. But yeah, that's the only memories as a Raiders fan can remember.
And the time we made the playoffs in like 2021.
Well, what are your guys' Olympic predictions for later today? We have USA versus Serbia at 3.
USA is going to beat Serbia just like they beat Serbia in the group rounds. It's not. I don't see anybody beating USA this year.
Poor Jokic.
I think I saw a graphic of that when Jokic was on the court versus USA, they were tied the whole game. It was like 76-76.
Uh-huh. When he
was off the court, it was like 26-9. Something crazy.
Yeah, when he left, they got, like, battered.
He is Serbia.
Jokic, he should just be the president.
But for men's basketball, I would definitely say South Sudan definitely gets, or they deserve some acknowledgement, because it was Expedition Games. They were beating USA by, like, 15 at one point.
To do that and beat probably one of the most stacked USA Olympic rosters ever, and to only lose by one is an insane achievement.
Yeah, and South Sudan, they have a former Bull and a former G League MVP in Carlick Jones. He's got some of the toughest shoe game known to man, and he really helped out that South Sudan team. And that team was very fun to watch in the Olympics.
Are they lose, or are they still in?
Oh, they lost.
Oh.
Sadly.
Poor South Sudan.
Womp womp.
That's crazy.
Miles, would you like to flourish us in some MLB news?
I thought you would never ask.
My Cubs won.
Boo, Cubs.
The White Sox are back.
Oh, wait. You said the Cubs won?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on one second. Oh, they're still 9 games back in the division of my Milwaukee Brewers. And they're still 5 games back in the wild card.
How many games back are the Cardinals?
They are 6 games back in the division and 2 games back in the wild card.
I just need 2 games. 2 games. Come on, Cardinals, please.
But,
2 games.
So from last night specifically, Bobby Witt hit 2 home runs and got a lot of MVP chants ringing throughout Royal Field, or Kauffman Stadium, I mean. Jackson Holliday, is the youngest person in American League history to ever hit a home run in 3 straight games. After, you know, his stinker of a debut stint, he's coming back hot. Kyle Schwarber had an insane night last night. three home run or hit 4-for-4 with 3 home runs, 7 RBI, and a double, and they ended up beating the Dodgers. And then Tarek Skubal of the Tigers dazzled, as the headline says, and against the Mariners, and then the game was sealed with a Parker Meadows home run robbery that is a for sure catch of the year contender here today. And I didn't know this, but so I work as a bat boy for the Indians, and most recently I worked for the Toledo Mud Hens for the visiting dugout, which is the affiliate of the Tigers. And I saw Parker Meadows, the guy who robbed the home run, I saw him play because he was in the game that day. And when I was, you know, like vacuuming in the like long hallway that connects the dugouts after the game, I saw him and he was on the phone. And then I look over and his locker was empty, and it turned out he actually got called up, and I got to see that happen because he was on the phone. So I got to see him get called up, even though he, you know, wasn't really explicit about what was happening.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't notice until I saw that he had a go-ahead home run. I was like, oh wait, that means I saw him. That's kind of crazy. But yeah, so this was pretty good. Pretty cool. So scores from last night: Brewers beat the Braves 8-5. Yes, sir. Diamondbacks beat the Guardians 7-3, and also 5-3. It was a doubleheader. Cubs beat the Twins 8-2. Astros beat the Rangers 6-4. Athletics put the White Sox back in their losing ways by beating them 3-2.
Lose to the Aces.
Well, they lost the series now because, I mean, the Sox took one game, but I mean,
the White Sox is tragic.
Yeah, the White Sox are really tragic. They're 28-89 right now.
That's terrible.
Like, they're on pace to have, like, one of the worst, or they're on pace to have the worst winning percentage in the modern MLB era, which I think is crazy.
I saw a stat line from the other day that the White Sox were tied for first for the most debut of pitchers this year with 5.
Oh, for like MLB debuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. Because I know the Brewers have the most starters this year. I think it's like 15 or something. Like, it's an insane number. Like, usually, you know, you get your starting rotation with a couple injuries here and there, but the Brewers have been plagued with so many injuries that it's like it's bad. Yankees beat the Angels 5-2, no surprise there. But oh, never mind, it was another doubleheader, and the Angels took the second game 8-2. Padres beat the Pirates 9-8 in extras. Never mind, there are so many games. I'm not gonna read all of them. I didn't notice how many games there were until I started. Yeah, so right now for standings, Milwaukee leads the NL Central with a 64-49 record. They are 6 games up. Philadelphia leads the NL East with a 68-46 record. And the next closest team is the Braves, who are 7.5 games back. Then the Mets, who are really close in the wild card race, they're 0.5 game back in the wild card, 8 games back in their division. Dodgers lead the NL West, with the Diamondbacks and Padres both being 3 games back, but also being 2 games up in the wild card. In the American League, the Yankees and Orioles are tied for the division, which means they're tied for the wild card spot as well. In the AL Central, the Guardians lead. Minnesota's 3.5 games back after them. They're 0.5 game up in the wild card. And then the Royals are 4 games back in the division, and they are in the wild card as of this moment.
What are our World Series predictions?
Okay.
I've got the Brewers taking it all.
You know, I'm biased, but I'm honestly... Actually, yeah, I'm going to say that we have a chance. I'm not going to say we're going to do it, but I'm saying we definitely have a chance. I mean, because once everything is clicking, like if we're hot, there's no one that can beat us. So we just need to stay, or we just need to get hot at the end of the season and, you know, beat whoever comes our, or comes in our, crosses our path. That's what I was trying to say.
Speaking of the Brewers, they actually play in like 3 hours.
Yeah, again, the series finale against the Braves is at 12:20. With
something like that.
Frankie Montas making his second start for the Brewers after having a pretty good one in his first start. It wasn't perfect, but the Brewers pitching lab knows no limits.
I can't comment on World Series. I don't know enough.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I think the Brewers, I think it's gonna be either the Brewers, Phillies, or Dodgers. I don't think there's a wild card team that could make a run in the playoffs this year like the Diamondbacks did last year. I don't see it happening. I mean, it could, but I don't think it will. And then for the AL, I don't
see a team in the AL winning it.
If any team's gonna do it, I feel like it's got to be the Yankees, honestly. Which I hate to say because I don't like the Yankees at all, but I feel like Baltimore, they have so many young players that they need to develop, and their bullpen isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And Cleveland, I feel like, I think they have the best record in the MLB right now, or the best winning. Okay, they have like the third best winning percentage. But I don't know. I don't really see them winning just because I don't think their rotation is strong enough. I think that their offense is phenomenal. I think their offense is phenomenal. I think their bullpen, especially with Emmanuel Clase, is really good. But looking at this rotation, I don't see them winning it.
Yeah, I think the Yankees will win the AL. They're really stacked all around.
Yeah, I think Yankees will win AL only because Baltimore has such a weak bullpen, which I think is another thing the Brewers shine in compared to other teams. I mean, the Phillies have a shaky bullpen. The Dodgers have a pretty good bullpen, but they can be hiccupy at times. But, like, the Brewers, I mean, barring injuries, have, I would say, one of the best bullpens in the MLB. Which is a huge thing because in playoff games, starters get worked so much that they only are going to go like 4 or 5 innings. And that's like on purpose because they have less time because you only get 4 starters. So I feel like with that, bullpen is such a major factor in the postseason. And for the Brewers, I mean, the only question marks in that bullpen are Piguero and Milner. But other than that, I feel like everyone in there is really, really solid. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably insanely biased, but I feel like Brewers offense can work bullpens really easily. Like, whenever we score, it's not on the starting pitchers. It's on the bullpen. And the Brewers have an amazing bullpen to keep those late game comebacks from stopping. So I feel like if any year is going to happen, I feel like this is going to be one of them. Which I feel like I said in 2018. I probably said it in 2019. I probably said it in 2021. But I don't know. This team just feels different, if that makes sense. Like, we're doing all this offensive stuff without Christian Yelich. So I don't know.
All right, and then we're going to talk about one more thing. We're going to shout somebody about your two, you guys' age, about 16, y'all 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a kid, Quincy Wilson, was it? Quincy Wilson, congrats on the 16-year-old making the Olympics, first the youngest ever track athlete to go to the Olympics at 16 years old.
It's crazy. It feels like these records are getting broken. The other day, I mean, soccer news. Lamine Yamal, he's like 16.
Oh yeah, I heard about him. Don't he play? Don't say the same. And I literally just said, don't say the same. You could play the opposite.
plays for Barca.
Barcelona. But, yeah, he's, like, 16. He just turned 17. He's one of the youngest players ever, or the youngest player to win the Euros. But it just feels like these records are getting broken by younger and younger people. Like, they're probably going to be a 12-year-old in the Olympics in 2026.
I think Philadelphia, their MLS team, they have a, what is it, Colvin?
The Union. Yeah. It's
Colvin Sullivan.
Sullivan. He just signed to City. He's 14 years old. He just signed to one of the best teams in the world.
I heard about that, too.
He's on top of his soccer knowledge.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't say that.
Tell us more.
About soccer?
Yeah.
I know Messi plays for Inter Miami.
There you go.
Where's Kylian Mbappe play now?
Does he play in for the Dubai team?
Nope.
Plays for Real Madrid now. Real Madrid is going to, and I am a Barca fan, Real Madrid is going to walk through La Liga.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to annihilate. They have a midfield trio of Camavinga, Tchouaméni, and Jude Bellingham. And then up top, they have Vinny, Mbappe, and Rodrigo.
Oh, my God. That's insane. So
I could have sworn some Dubai team wanted Mbappe for like $1 billion.
Yeah, he turned it down.
Yeah, it was Al Hilal. They wanted him for like $1 billion contract. Yeah. They also wanted Messi, but they both declined.
Jason,
I know a little soccer knowledge.
He doesn't have headphones on. When you ask me, I'll ask him.
Where does Kylian Mbappe play?
We just asked him that.
Not Kylian. Erling Haaland.
Oh.
Where's Erling Haaland play?
You know that name?
Yeah, I know Haaland. He's huge.
He's pretty big. He's a big guy.
Where does he play?
I don't know.
He plays in England.
It's a blue jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play FIFA a little bit. I hate Haaland.
Is he always scoring on you? Or?
Yes, bro. He's so quick for no reason.
I think he has 99.
Blue jersey, got red in it. I think it's something.
Man.
Manchester City. Or
yeah.
That's Man City.
Yeah.
Man City is where Haaland plays for.
We're gonna teach you about soccer, if you can trust.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about soccer.
No, and then... Do we know if Messi's going to play internationally, like another World Cup, or is he done World Cup?
I think he's done.
I think him and Ronaldo are both done.
I don't know about Ronaldo, but here's my thing with that. I feel like if one decides to play, the other will decide to play.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. If Ronaldo made an announcement tomorrow, said, I'm playing in the World Cup 2026, and I retire right after, no matter the result, Messi would play, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one do for...
Brazil?
No, not Brazil. That's Neymar. Oh, man, what's the other country from South America? Y'all know
Argentina?
Yeah, Argentina. His last name is Alvarez. What's his name?
Julian Alvarez?
Oh, my God.
Plays for City?
He is so nice.
I think he just signed to AC Milan a couple days ago.
Did he actually?
Yeah, it was like $100 million.
It's a great move for him.
He's so
nice. Pulisic's on that team, too, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My GOAT, Captain America.
I'm pretty sure it was AC Milan. I might be wrong.
Here, I'll look it up.
Didn't they just play Man City, too, like a couple days ago in the... And a friendly?
AC Milan?
I think it was AC Milan and it's Atletico Madrid is where Alvarez went.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. Conor Gallagher also just went there. You know him? No. Chelsea midfielder? I see my team's Chelsea,
He's familiar.
English midfielder.
Yeah.
But he just went to Atletico.
Isn't AC Milan in Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, you know what? Maybe going to Italy.
Where's Juventus?
I want to say Germany. Is it Germany?
It's still Italy.
Yeah, it's
Italy. What about Bayern Munich?
I don't know. No.
Think Bayern Munich. Where does that? What is it? What type of name does it sound like?
Munich.
That sounds Dutch.
Pretty close.
It does sound Dutch, but it's not Dutch.
What is it?
It's German.
It's German.
What about Dortmund?
Dortmund. That's in Germany.
Yeah.
I know
What about Ajax?
I don't know what that is.
just guess. What's it sound like?
That was Norwegian.
You're not too far off. That's Dutch.
I'm in the right general area.
What about Atletico Madrid?
That's in Madrid, Spain.
Good job. What about Sevilla?
Russian?
Russia doesn't have any football
leagues.
Oh. Yeah, they got banned by FIFA.
Why?
Because of the war.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Never Spain heard of again.
Spain. So how many Spain teams?
It's like 16.
So let me explain how this kind of works. So like La Liga, has like 4 or 5 leagues under La Liga. And you can move up in those leagues to get to La Liga. Let's do Premier League. Let's talk about Premier League. You know what Premier League is, right? The English league. The big league.
Okay. It's like think how football is NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the English league is called. It's called Premier League.
So they're sponsored by Uber Eats.
It's just like their name.
So how Premier League, most soccer leagues work is, except MLS, because they're not big enough yet, is so you have 4 or 5 leagues under it. And every league's winner gets to move up a league. And every team that loses, like, at the bottom of that, the top league,
they get relegated.
They get relegated to the league under it.
So basically, hypothetically speaking, is what you're saying is somebody from a team from the G League wins the G League championship, they can move it to the NBA.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then like the Pistons would go down to the G League. Yeah. That's exactly what that is.
Okay.
So he's got it. He's good at this.
Yeah, soccer's too confusing for me.
Yeah, it is. We are running a little low on time. We still got a little bit.
7 minutes.
NBA. We'll talk about a little NBA.
NBA. What is even is newsworthy in the NBA right now?
Didn't Russell Westbrook get like?
Oh yeah, Russell Westbrook's on the Denver Nuggets.
He's on the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson to the Mavericks.
To the Mavs.
DeMar to the Kings.
The mic is glitching out.
You good?
Hello, DeMar. Oh, the mic's off.
Try to turn it off. Turn it back on.
Can you hear me now?
There you yeah.
go. All right. Yeah. DeMar to the Kings.
DeMar to the Kings is a big one. I think that changes that team, honestly.
Yeah, I forgot that happened. Larry Markkanen just got extended at the Jazz for like 200-something million.
Yeah.
He had trade talks about him for like 2 months, and they finally resigned him.
Yeah. Smart move, unless they're going to do sign and trade, which would just be stupid, because why would you pay him all that money?
Hey, did y'all hear what happened in Milwaukee? Giannis got traded to the Mavericks.
No, we didn't.
Bro's just a Kyrie fan.
So now it's Klay Thompson, Giannis, Kyrie, and Luka. Oh my gosh, we're going back to back to back to back to back.
That'd be an unstoppable team.
Kyrie is not that good.
It wouldn't even go through, probably.
They'd get vetoed.
Actually, it probably would give up Luka.
If they gave up Luka, yeah.
His source was fake news.
Would you give up Luka for Giannis?
So if there was a trade on the table where they were both in trade talks, would you give Luka for Giannis? On the Dallas Mavericks.
Decision time.
I would.
Kyrie.
You get to keep Kyrie. Everybody, it's just 1-for-1 trade.
He only cares about Kyrie.
It's 1-for-1 trade. That's yeah, but hard. He wants Kyrie to win.
That's
and he,
hard. Because Luka, he's nice. Because it'd be Luka and Dame.
Send Kyrie to Milwaukee.
For who?
Dame.
No.
Kyrie's better than Dame.
So much.
No. What?
I don't know. Probably.
Nah.
Kyrie is 100% better than Dame.
Miles, nah. You think Dame is better than Kyrie?
Absolutely.
What?
No way.
Look at what he did in the postseason last year.
Look at Kyrie.
Got eliminated in the first round?
Yeah.
That's what he did in the postseason.
We got hurt.
To the Pacers.
We got hurt.
Y'all got packed up by the Pacers.
We got hurt.
That's part of
okay,
the game.
Okay, you want to talk about the Celtics?
2 years in a row, you guys.
You want to find the Celtics finals run? Look at how many people were hurt for you to get there.
That's playoff basketball. That's NBA basketball.
Wait,
not with that many people. Wait, not with that many people.
Like his 20s, something like that.
And how old is Giannis?
He's
like
30. Yeah, he's like 30.
Almost 30.
He's 30?
Let me look up Luka's age.
He's been in the league for like 12 years.
That determines if I want to hit the shit or not.
If he's 30.
That's crazy.
Luka Doncic is 25.
Luka's 25. And how old is Giannis?
Giannis is 29. He'll be 30 in December. See, the thing with Giannis, I can imagine Giannis playing like 10 more years.
I can't.
Why not? Well,
his knees are gonna give out. He's gonna go the same. He's gonna go down the same way as Shaq went down.
He's gonna be a crippled Greek freak.
Okay, all I'm gonna say is that Dame had a better plus minus. Than Kyrie Irving last year.
He's saying Dame is a better player than Kyrie.
I said he had a...
Okay, that's enough of him. That's enough of him.
I said he had a better... I said he had a better plus-minus.
You had a better plus-minus, so you think he's a better player.
Yes, absolutely.
This is some crazy talk.
Who looks at plus-minus from the naked eye?
Miles.
Miles.
Miles, you might actually...
Looking at it right now.
To be honest. There's no way... You come on the show sober and say that Dame is better than Kyrie.
Come on, bro.
We need to do a playbook episode where it's just all hot takes.
All hot takes.
Give me the middle of the sports year. I got you.
he's going to have a hot takes episode. He's going to come on here 1 week when the Ohio State loses, because they'll drop one game. Let's be real. No, they're going to drop one game, and he's going to come on here, and he's going to rant for 2 hours. He's going to rant for an hour and a half about, and I'm going to let him, because I want to hear what he has to say for an hour and a half about Ohio State whenever they lose.
We'll just sit back and enjoy.
Yep. Bro, that's if we lose. Keyword if. We're not losing. We're the best team in the nation. We got the best running back. Mm. We got the best receivers. We got the best corners. All right, we got the best safeties. We just not losing.
I smell something fishy about that.
About what?
What you just said.
About what?
They are not the best team in the nation.
Who?
Ohio State. They are not the best team in the nation.
Let's go, Bulldogs. Woo! No, we're the best team in the nation. I only say Georgia because they didn't even win last year. No, they didn't even make the college football playoffs last year.
Yeah, because the committee was stupid last year.
They didn't even make the playoffs last year.
All right. Well, that was the first episode of the year, season 3 of the Playbook Podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. From everybody in the studio, if you want to say bye before we all leave.
See you later.
They weren't watching anything. Adios. They were listening.
They were listening. Yeah, sorry. Thank you for listening.
See ya.
Into the Playbook Radio Show. Have a great rest of your day.
Let's go, Buckeyes. Buckeyes to the Natty. Peace.